Yeah, but Charles, and of course, obviously they're at a position where they can make lines that you know, give you that whole, all I have to do, I'm right behind her. It's just going to be me next, you know, where it's like, I didn't realize that he and Camilla were...
On the outs?
No. When he was a kid.
No,
when Charles was a kid, I didn't realize that he and Camilla were really...
They were...
An item.
Big time.
Before Diana?
Before Diana.
Oh, my God.
Way before Diana.
Time. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that they had...
Their whole
was
life?
Was she some old twisted cougar?
No, not really.
Their whole life, really.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wow. Hey, if you think your family's dysfunctional, just take a look over there.
Oh, the God.
Pond. They're having issues everywhere.
I got to hand it to her, the queen, all the blank that she's put up with the decades.
It's amazing.
Let's give her a shout-out.
Hello, queen!
All right, this silly show has completed its first hour now. We're going to wrap up with traffic, Fox News, and then we're back next hour. Random facts, new food outlet specials, and Jay Scott will do a $10 food outlet pop quiz right after.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a lot of incoming cars on Troy Highway this morning. That's got the East South Boulevard really busy now from Troy Highway down to Norman Bridge. Congestion on the East Boulevard from I-85 over to Atlanta Highway. A lot of incoming traffic on 231 from Wetumpka and 31 from Prattville. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate through downtown Montgomery, and no accidents into it so far this morning. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit that showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students, this will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM InvestPAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Today is October 1st, CD Player Day. It's a day to appreciate the immaculate quality of the compact disc. Until the disc gets a tiny scratch and it starts doing this. Have a jamming CD player today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
I'm Lillian Wu. The chaos of that first presidential debate Tuesday could lead to more firsts.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says there will be some changes ahead as we prepare for the next two presidential debates. They want to see fewer interruptions and a more controlled environment.
Fox's Doug Luzader, the commission putting out a statement reading, after that debate, it's clear
that additional structure should be added in the format of the remaining debates to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues. The next big debate will be the vice presidential matchup next week in Utah.
The White House says the president signed a spending bill to keep the government open till December 11th, and Seagram's heiress Claire Bronfman starting her first full day of her more than six-year-long sentence for her role as in a sex slave cult. America's listening to Fox News.
today is National Hair Day.
He's big, he's hairy, he's sometimes smelly.
Everybody, just please watch the hair. Watch the hair!
Wash the hair.
Today's National Hair Day.
No, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it.
Shining, streaming, gleaming, blacks and wax, and give me a head with hair. And boy, well, I had it that way then. I still got it. I asked Deborah, my stylist at Elegant Styles. Mm-hmm. I said, because I looked like my hairline was receding, and it really hasn't moved all these years. And she said, no. It's the color sometimes makes it look like it is, but it's. She assured me it is not moving.
You got a haircut yesterday?
Last Saturday.
I got one Monday.
You see, the best haircut is one when it doesn't look. You guys didn't say, "Hey, looks like you got your haircut."
I noticed it. It wasn't as poofy. It looked good. That's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
It's a very good compliment. Wasn't sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have specified.
When your hair is poofy, it is poofy.
Let's talk to Jeff here.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing good. Jeff?
I love y'all's show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all wait. Y'all get me going in the morning.
Aw, thanks.
But I've got a question.
Yes.
Okay. Mayor Reed keeps talking about they need more funding for the schools. Isn't this the same schools that they embezzled all the money from?
Yes.
Right.
I made mention of that many times.
Yes.
Let's start taking a look and see where waste might be occurring and get some of that money back that was stolen. And then...
I was going to say, why don't they prosecute the people that stole it and make them pay the money back instead of asking citizens to pay more taxes?
You're not going to get a lot of that money back, though.
Probably not, but I agree. I think a forensic audit of all of our spending would be a good start because we are spending 10 times... more per capita on students than we were in 1960 and getting about one-tenth the result. And that's just got to change. So I think they need to look inward for the solution. Thanks for the good words and the compliment at 708.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Another refreshingly cool morning, and it could be argued that a jacket would feel good, or a sweatshirt this morning. Calm winds right now. We're at 52. Our forecast calling for a warmer day today. We are actually warming into the 80s today. That's before the secondary surge of cool air for the week arrives, and that'll be during the daytime hours today. So clear, pleasantly cooler tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, Friday, just about perfect. Low 70s, nice breeze, low humidity, sunshine. Jacket weather on Friday night with lows in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Sunday, just about perfect. Sunshine, 78. Not a cloud in the sky. Monday, nearly a carbon copy of Sunday. Then a string of these textbook weather days will continue well into next week as well. Right now this morning, with calm winds and clear skies, it's 52 at 7:09.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Morning, sunshine.
You know what's crazy about this time of year? Everything is pumpkin spice.
Today, it is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
My day just got a whole lot better.
What do you think? Pumpkin spice, please.
Pumpkin spice latte.
A pumpkin. But a pumpkin?
Now to spice it up.
Just smell for the pumpkin spice latte.
Happy National Pumpkin Spice Day.
It's showtime.
By the way, I saw a survey yesterday.
What is it?
Our survey said.
That's when they ask people for their opinion on something. That's not important. Thanks for the layup.
Uh-huh.
Except men are more into pumpkin spice than women. I'm not buying that.
Men are?
Yeah.
What a bunch of crap.
I agree with him. And it sounds like Chase has an opinion on this as well.
He does.
Well, he's on those blood thinners now, Chase. So. Hey, you gave me the football TV schedule for the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't see Alabama on here.
No, at 2:30 CBS. So they picked up, if I were them, I would have picked up the number 4 against number 7 Wouldn't you? Would you, if you were CBS, would you not have picked up Auburn, Georgia?
I don't know how that works with who. Which
they
network
get,
gets to
they get same. First choice.
CBS does?
CBS gets first choice.
Huh. Well.
I'm surprised. But anyway.
But Auburn's in prime time.
ESPN is promoing the hell out of it. They got number 4 and number 7 at night on Saturday.
I'm going to make a prediction now. Auburn's going to win that game.
Boy, oh boy, that
I
would
know
be big.
It came to me.
Knock off number 4. Well, you know, Georgia had trouble last week. They had a little trouble for a little while. But then they went.
You know. Is that because a team issue or is it because of these uncertain times? That is the question. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Jay's got random facts lined up. And, ooh, I better get the thing ready for the convoluted intro.
You need your thing ready all the time.
Right now I only have one. And since we do 2 segments, I got to get the second one. I can't disappoint my
convoluted
intro fans.
Never leave home without your thing ready.
So, with that, we're going to get some local news, look at the roads, and we'll be back. Pay close attention. Win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz question that follows.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says that more than 750 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total case count is now over 137,000. Health officials say close to 2,400 people have now died from the virus. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th. State health officials say the mask mandate is helping cut down on the spread of the coronavirus across the state of Alabama. And Troy University named George Beaudry as the new chief of the campus police department. He's a former captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Beaudry takes over for former Chief John McCall, who was fired back in June after posting inflammatory Facebook comments about the death of George Floyd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard this morning. A little congested still at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge Road into downtown. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we have no accidents into us. And everybody's getting along pretty good on the highways this morning, so keep it up, buckle up, and be safe. We will keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a new Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's today. Vegetarian Day.
Only chicken, pigs, or fish, no lamb or cows. They're proud that they never consume meat. Vegetarian.
leather shoes to wear, hot dog eating or hamburgers. Won't eat fried chicken, steak or meatloaf. Won't swallow a tenderloin or a pork chop.
No meat.
They are all vegetarians.
Vegetarians, vegetarians. They are all vegetarians. No.
Not eating burgers, just eating kale and celery. They must have forgotten how good meat tastes. Instead of like a cow in a field, they just graze. Don't eat meat, but they love eating cucumbers. They're eating carrots and eggplants. Rather eat broccoli and spinach over rice. Eating Brussels sprouts instead of ham.
No meat.
They are all vegetarians.
Vegetarians. Vegetarians, they are all vegetarians. No meat.
Those crazy vegetarians.
And now,
you could say J. Scott really earns his salary doing
random facts.
Celery.
I love it.
Did you know?
No, we did not know.
Probably not. Graphite. That, you know, stuff, pencil lead, basically.
It's good in shafts.
Yeah.
For, like, golf clubs and stuff.
It was so valuable to the English in the 1500s that the only mine they had for graphite was guarded and flooded to prevent theft. The value of graphite came from its ability to act as a sealant on cannonball molds.
That must have been a big issue on talk radio back in those days. About cannonball molds.
Cannonball molds, I think it's it.
Yeah.
Next.
Did you know, in 1884...
took a little trip.
A botched bank robbery in Arizona resulted in the robbers murdering four people. That included a pregnant woman. Five of six accused robbers were sentenced to death, while one was only sentenced to life in prison. However, after the verdict, a mob broke into the jail and lynched the one that was sentenced to life in prison.
There you go.
Mob justice. Did you know? Different from any other U.S. government agency, the FAA has its own theme song.
I didn't know that.
It's the FAA anthem.
Fly, Robin, fly.
I don't know what it is. Search Google for the FAA anthem, or search YouTube for the FAA anthem.
Sure.
Big old jet airliner.
By the way, you should do the fly, Robin, fly on the song of the day someday.
Is there one?
FAA anthem. Okay.
Oh my God! You're kidding
me. By a bunch of.
You're kidding me.
Is that the only thing?
2:41. It fades at the end. Going into news time with it.
I would like to call forward the FAA chorale, who will sing the FAA anthem.
Okay.
There's an anthem for the FAA.
Yeah.
If it gets all operatic here, just, you know, skip it.
Don't,
oh, God, they got to lead them all in.
Crash.
So they're all leading in.
They're walking all, trunk to tail.
Yeah, they're all coming in.
Trunk to tail.
What?
We're ready to move our tail for you.
Sounds like Snoopy and the Red Band.
Fly.
We always know just what it takes. Every hour of every day. To keep you flying safe across this land and around the world.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
God.
Now I want to hear the IRS theme.
I've got the IRS theme out of hotkey.
The IRS anthem. Did you know there is a sequel
to the song It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To.
Oh.
By Leslie Gore.
Yeah.
What's the name of that? Now that I got used to up, I can find it.
Judy's Turn to Cry.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. We know that one. Sure.
Yeah.
And now it's Judy's turn to cry.
That's Judy where the girl's boyfriend dumps the girl from the party, who is Judy, and then comes back to her.
As I watch those people on the screen singing.
Yeah. He's watching the FAA singers while listening to his
music
video.
It looks like they're
video.
In sync with Judy's Turn to Cry.
There's some rather large people in that FAA choir.
No, it's a large organization.
Did you know humpback whales?
What hump?
Yeah. Which are filter-feeding animals, will occasionally and accidentally swallow small seabirds that get way too close to a feeding frenzy. Well, the whale's body can't actually digest properly the birds. And so they'll come out whole on the other end.
Oh, jeez. That's
disturbing. Alive, or they just...
They're dead. Yeah, they're dead. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're passing through.
That's just passing through.
Researchers call those bird bricks.
Bird bricks?
Yes. Bird bricks.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. That was a defensive God. Move to keep it coming out my nose.
By the way, are seabirds on your menu?
No, I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
Because we can fix you up with a nice gull.
And, however, on the other end...
Did you know there was a woman by the name of Marion Carstairs? She was born in 1900 in London, but she went by the name Jo.
Oh.
Yeah.
She dressed as a man. She had tattoos. She drove ambulances during World War I in France. She had affairs with Garbo and Dietrich.
Well...
I didn't think those things went on in them days.
What? She inherited a fortune from Standard Oil, I think. A Standard Oil fortune at the time. She became a successful powerboat racer, employed hundreds of Bahamians.
Bahamians?
Yeah. Died at 93 years old and was buried with a doll that she called Lord Todd Wadley.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to be extremely random with my random facts.
That was a little different.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't Garbo and the others figure it out eventually when you got... Well, I'm just not going to go there. That Joe's not Joe.
What other deviants in history do you have this morning?
Alan Shepard. He's not necessarily a deviant, but he peed his pants on the launch pad. First American in space, beat his pants along.
That's in The Right Stuff, isn't it? Where he's like...
Gotta go, you gotta... Yeah. Yep.
And it took the scientists a good debate as to whether or not it would destroy the suit.
Right.
And it did. Shorted out some circuitry that monitored his vitals, but he went ahead and did it in the suit.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Battle of Normandy coming up. World War I, actually, in Syracuse, New York. Star Wars, got that coming up for you. A drink called Vin Mariani from the late 1800s. And we'll talk about the film Back to the Future. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
Have your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. We'll run down some of the specials doing infusion today and tomorrow. Today, going to get adjustment. Tomorrow, CryoSkin 3.0. If you would like to lose some weight and you would like some natural help, there's a couple of things you can do in Infusion. One is IV vitamin therapy with the amino acid that will accelerate your metabolism naturally. That's one option. Then if you want to reshape what's left behind, Krauskin 3.0 is what does that.
What time is yours?
I believe at 2.
Mine's 11.
Okay. I'm going to send you some dates, too.
It works. It works. They can also target areas where, like upper arms, don't like to use the term indiscriminately, but man boobs, if that's what you want help with, cellulite that's visible. This is a device that uses energy to break the fat up, and you eliminate it very naturally. And what's left behind is for example, if you have your waist targeted, they can take an inch off your waist in your first session. It happened to me. It's happened to so many others. Talk to Ryan Turner at 296-1662 about Krauskin 3.0, Juvelite therapy, and they have a phenomenal chiropractor at Infusion as well, named Dr. Terry Gross. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237. Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, the good news, we have no accidents reported to us here in the Montgomery area this morning or Wetumpka or Prattville. However, we do have a lot of cars on the road, and we are still congested all around the boulevard and all the major intersections. 231 out of Wetumpka, still very busy inbound this morning, as well as 331 and 231 out of Troy. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no problems anywhere that we're seeing. Buckle up, keep it here, we'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor-outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 1st, 1969, the world welcomed little baby Zach Galifianakis.
I can see the head. Congratulations, it's a boy.
You can tell just from the head?
Yeah, he's got a full beard.
Zach Galifianakis, a star is born.
And now,
sitting between two ferns and a lady, here's Jay with part two of
Random Facts.
Nice.
Very good. That was very good. Well, we talked about it on Shepherd. Yeah. Did you know, during the Allied invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe, Battle of Normandy, from D-Day, June 6th, to August 21st, 1944, the Allies landed 2,052,299 men in northern France. Mm-hmm. That would make it over 27,000 men per day for those first 76 days.
That was amazing. And the docks,
they built those floating docks. One of those got ripped up in a storm, and we were down to one, which could have really affected the speed at which we were able to defeat the Nazis.
Somebody else did further math and said that's 20 men a minute.
Did you know, during World War I, anti-German sentiment ran high, so high that the town of Syracuse, New York, went as far as outlawing the game of pinochle.
Why?
I don't know.
Pinochle's a German game?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
There was a lot of, discrimination against Germans during the war, too. Lou Gehrig, if you watch his story.
Right.
He was German. His family were German immigrants. They were treated with...
There were a lot of Germans in this country that were upstanding.
Of course. Same thing, Italians went through it during World War II.
Yeah, of course.
Did you know that Carrie Fisher and James Earl Jones never personally met? I mean, James Earl Jones was just doing The Voice. That was it. So they actually never met until 2014 when they both appeared in an episode of The Big Bang Theory together.
Wow.
I'm about to check that episode out. I don't think I've seen that episode of The Big Bang Theory.
2014. I have no idea what season that would have been, but...
I've never seen a full episode.
Neither have I. Studied it for years.
Did you know Vin Mariani was a mixture of wine and cocaine... that was popular in Europe during the late 1800s.
I bet it was.
I bet.
Two popes were known to drink it.
Uh-huh.
And it was so much enjoyed by Pope Leo the, what is that, 10, 11, 12, Leo the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call him Leo the Lion-hearted.
Lion, see what I did? Instead of Lion-hearted? Lion-hearted.
L-I-N.
Yeah, because of the wine and the cocaine and things. Yeah, I got
that. That pope was used on posters to promote the product. The creator of the drink won a Vatican gold medal.
I bet he did.
Just for creating it.
Wow.
And finally, did you know the guitar that... Michael J. Fox plays in Back to the Future, the one that he plays back in 1955.
Right.
Was a guitar that wasn't created until 1958. Oh, so, wow. You know, that movie's just a bunch of crap now.
Faux pas.
Oh, man.
If they can't get that right.
What's the date you went back to? It's a date in October 55?
I want to say it's either October 28th. 8th or October 15th.
1955.
It's October 15th.
What's the date?
Or October 28th.
You're looking it up.
Yeah. October 1955. See if that worked. It's taking a while to find something here.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
And none of this is telling me exactly. No, it's not telling me anything.
Okay. Well, that's right. I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Hey, are cucumbers on your okay list?
October 21st.
Oh. Of 1955?
Well, that was for 2015. Did he get what was... Are cucumbers? Yes, cucumbers are good.
Because they're special this week at Food Outlet. I mean, everything at Food Outlet costs plus 10. So without a coupon or even having to think, you're going to be paying less. However, every week they designate a few items for special. And how about like salad dressings and stuff? Are there some that are okay? Like
it needs to be the light, fat-free type stuff.
Okay.
Basically, really boring stuff. Really.
Hey, cucumbers. That's a hard. You know, I could slice up a bunch and bring in one of those light dressings for you. I don't want you to feel left out when I'm getting Carolina pork sausage at $1.98 a roll and adding that to meatloaf. New York strip steaks, $5.77 a pound. See if you can find a strip steak, a New York strip USDA, at any of the chain stores for under $10 a pound. Good luck with that. You might, but it's still not going to be close to $5.77 a pound. The top sirloin I bought last week was so good.
Really good. Really juicy.
Country style pork ribs, $1.44 a pound. And by the way, Old Craft salad dressings on sale at $1.98 per bottle, and the cucumbers are 50 cents each. So I'm going to do right by you, Jay Scott.
So the date. Go ahead.
All three locations for Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
So the date they went back to in 1955 was November 12th. The date they went forward to was October 21st, 2015. Right. Yeah. So November 12th, 55.
That was on the Back to the Future thing?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think they're ready with a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Are we? Did it just show up?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, hold it. It went to Ryan.
He sent the questions to Ryan.
No, you got it. These are good questions, so hold on. Stand by. There they are. There.
Brian's got to wonder what the hell.
Yeah. He said wrong person. Who is this? Who dis?
Who
is
me?
I don't understand the words you just said.
But there's some decent ones in there.
No, just drive to Infusion. Give the correct answer.
Yeah. Going back to random facts here, we talked about humpback whales can't digest birds that they sometimes swallow. So what's it called?
When it comes out the other end?
When the bird comes out the other end.
That caused Greg to spit out his water.
272-9228 is the answer for that one. 272-9228.
Oh, and I hope we get a lot of callers because we got some great backups.
Follow-up questions. If you answer one of those, you'll get a double entry in this week's grand prize drawing. 272-9228. We are waiting for your call right now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents into us to tell you about so far this morning. Everybody's getting along pretty well out on the highways. We do have a couple of congested places. Taylor Road, also 231 from Wetumpka, still a little bit busy. Troy Highway dumping more cars onto the East South Boulevard. And we're congested in front of Baptist and Alpha. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go for auto repairs. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Discounted towing, loaner cars, and more. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Marvin, what's going on? Let's see if he can answer today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so what's it called when they come out the other end there?
Bird brick.
That's exactly what it's called. I wonder if it comes out in a square form. No. I don't know. No, you got it, Marvin. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Hang on. You won $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Let's go down the list. Say good morning to Sean.
It's kind of a crappy question.
Would you like a backup?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, so doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. So what is the sequel to the song It's My Party by Leslie Gore?
Now it's Judy's turn to cry.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So you get two entries in the grand prize drawing. Way to go. Let's go to Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Hello, Greg.
How you doing, man?
All right.
So, do you want a backup question?
I know. Sure, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
All right, man. We'll
who is the astronaut who peed his pants?
Alan Shepard.
Alan Shepard is correct.
That's another double entry. Way to go.
Right up.
And let's talk to Jason.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Great. Jason, there's only one federal agency that has their own anthem. What is it?
The IRS.
No, as a matter of fact, it's not the IRS.
Yeah, but, you know, I put the Dragnet thing and said that,
yeah,
so
I don't know. Maybe
it's
we
my
should
fault.
Give it to him.
I think we have to give it to him.
It's your fault, and you'll do and what just, you want to.
I love it when Rich is on his migraine meds.
This is the IRS theme. And I hear it play every time I get something from them with their return address on it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you're in twice, Jason. Way to go, man. Thank you. I don't know that I have enough stuff for animal stories today. I will pursue more while we're listening to Rich's updated forecast at 7:40.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Just sparkling weather out there today. We actually are going to warm up today. We'll warm up into the low 80s, but there is a cool front that has already entered the state and will be passing through the state, and that will deliver the next round of, cooler air, reinforcing cooler air. So today's high 82, lots of sunshine, clear, pleasantly cooler tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, just perfect. It's Friday, low 70s, nice breeze, low humidity, sunshine. Jacket weather tomorrow night will be in the upper 40s by dawn on Saturday morning. Sunshine on Sunday, just about perfect, with a high around 78, nearly a carbon copy on Monday, and a string of really nice textbook days well into next week. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 52 degrees. It's 7:41.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
And now with a word about Luke Wire, here's Rich Thomas.
Hi. You know, whether it's a broken pipe or, you know, a clogged sink or a busted toilet, it's always going to happen at a bad time. It's never going to happen at a convenient time during regular business hours. Well, guess when regular business hours are for Plumbing by Luke Wire? All the time. They're ready to take your call 24 hours a day, even on a holiday or a weekend, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Not only that, they'll pick up the phone, they'll tell you they're on their way, then they diagnose the problem. I love this part. They sit down and they tell you, this is what's wrong, this is what it's going to cost. No surprises. They're not going to come back to you, we found some other stuff and it's going to cost this much money now. What? No, it's nothing like that at Plumbing by Luke Wire. And by the way, the whole house plumbing inspection is a great thing. Let's say you're getting ready to go out of town. You want to make sure that there's not something that's about to become a big problem. But the worst thing you want to do is come back to your house, open the door to a flood, and everything's ruined, including the drywall and the furniture and the carpeting, Plumbing by Luke Wire, they'll take care of you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, AC by Luke. Luquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is
salads.
Salads is the winning word. And yes, you can have Wingfingers. I think grilled would be the best option, but use your imagination. Grilled Wingfingers chopped into a nice healthy salad at Baumhauer's and enjoy that with a dressing that's homemade. As everything is at Baumhauer's, family recipes from one end of the menu to the other. And sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will invite you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. And if you have that word handy, and you are caller 7, you'll win lunch for two. That's your entree, your sides, beverages, and free parking in the RSA headquarters building. By the way, Wingfingers available for catering and for takeout. They've got a newly devised technology in their takeout box that keeps the food, what I would call, plate ready. It doesn't get trapped in a box that makes it reheat itself and get moist. So it maintains the crisp, and you're going to love that. So if you work downtown, stop by and pick it up. Bring it back to your desk, or with the cooler weather, you'll be able to enjoy the patio over there, too, at the RSA building. And that is a nice way to spend a lunch hour. That is your winning word of the day, and we'll see you this afternoon between 3 and 6 right here. Local news, animal stories next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th. State health officials say the mask mandate is helping cut down on the spread of coronavirus across the state of Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says that more than 750 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total case count is now over 137,000. Health officials say close to 2,400 people have now died from the virus. And Troy University named George Beaudry as the new chief of police for the campus police department. He is a former captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Beaudry takes over for former chief John McCall, who was fired in June after posting inflammatory Facebook comments about the death of George Floyd. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at BigBlockDesigns.com. Have a better day.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Come on, Chase, join the party. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the Fleetwood Mac vocal. I was waiting for some applause.
That was really perfect today.
Thank you.
Wolfman, sometimes, you know, you can tell he's been out partying the night before.
A team of mechanics rescued a trapped kitten, said the kitten, from the dashboard of a woman's car. And this happened to me in a different way. Tim Dolly Nissan Mechanics in Murray, Utah, shared the story on their Facebook page. The woman called the dealership asking for help because a kitten who climbed into the inner workings of the vehicle got stuck and found itself behind the dashboard. Posted a video showing the technicians disassembling the dash to return the cat to her owner. So there was a happy ending there. That happened to me a long time ago with a Lexus. I was taking...
Who's Alexis?
No, actually, there was Kathy Hirsch, and we were going to Il Giordano's for dinner.
Always.
And on the way there, this car was brand new, and I heard this squeak. And it was driving me nuts because it was a brand new car. It shouldn't have been squeaking. We had a two-hour dinner, and on the drive back, all of a sudden, that recognizable smell of death filled the car. Yeah. So we took it to the dealership, the next day with the windows down because the smell was so unbelievably bad. And they found that a rodent had climbed up through the engine works and parked itself behind the dash. It's a good thing I didn't move the air conditioner vents. Because that would have been it for me, you know? No thanks. Didn't want to do that. Beachgoers in Australia yesterday noticed that there were bird bricks all up and down the sand. And with good reason, a number of pilot whales had beached themselves like Candy Crowley after a bad debate. But every single one of those whales was rescued. Almost 470 discovered on Monday and Wednesday beached at the shore and sandbars along the remote west coast of the island town Strahan. They are continuing with the rescue operation. We still have live animals that are viable for rescue, but at the same time, we do have to begin the process of carcass disposal. I had another one, but there's only a few seconds. Let's just enjoy Tush, shall we? By the way, being forgetful is a sign of high intelligence. That and more life-changing news next hour for you. At 7:51, 9 minutes before the top of the hour. You want to start the conundrum early?
Yeah, we can.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play.
Let's play a game.
The one we gave you this morning or what? Yes?
I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Here we go.
About 1 in 4 women say doing... I saw your cute little answer here, Mr. Thomas.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. No.
don't use that. Doing this makes them feel younger.
Well, it's not doing this. It's something that makes them feel younger.
But you have to do this.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm. Having this?
Having this, yeah.
All right, 1 in 4 women say having this makes them feel younger.
Yeah.
What could that be? And if we can bring in the local censors.
Not that.
Oh. Yeah, not that, no.
No, it's got nothing to do with
that. Nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Despite Rich's mischievous answer.
A little answer, yep.
So 272-9228, 1 in 4 women say having this makes them feel younger. Mm-hmm. All right, while we're waiting for the phones to explode with excited callers who would like to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, let's quickly check traffic.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are extremely busy now all around the boulevard. We've got congestion at all the major intersections and still a lot of inbound traffic on the 31s, especially Troy Highway and 231 out of Wetumpka. Congressman Dickinson is busy to Federal Drive, and all of that traffic is dumping onto the Atlanta Highway heading downtown on Madison Avenue. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic at times through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to report so far this morning. You can get a minimum of a $2,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, 7:53. The first trickle of call has started with this conundrum. 1 in 4 women say having this makes them feel younger. And Laura gets first crack at it. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how about having long hair?
All right.
Having long hair, that's a good guess.
On National Hair Day, it's a great guess. In fact,
it's close.
Yeah.
You're right in the area, but it's not it.
It's the closest answer we've got so far.
You gave away a lot there on National Hair Day here.
Yeah.
So so it's not the answer I wrote down on that piece of paper.
It's not.
Not that one, no.
Not long hair, but man, you are in the ballpark.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
If you think of another one, call us back.
Not just in the ballpark, but with a good seat.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. Next hour, you'll find out about a new hot sauce with Mountain Dew flavoring.
I don't know about that.
During these uncertain times, with more parents helping kids at home with homework, what could be so stressful that it caused a father to have an actual heart attack?
Ooh.
And six things to look forward to in the month of October. 2729228. What is this thing that one in four women having this makes them feel younger?
Who's talking? Who's this?
And if that's Laura, have her stay on the line, and we'll just have her keep guessing until she wins. And also, that being forgetful, that doesn't mean your brain is betraying you. It's a sign that you're just really, really intelligent. Okay, Amanda wants a crack at this one. What is this thing that one in four women say having this makes them feel younger?
Is it having their hair done?
Having their hair done.
All right. Okay. Good guess. Is
we're
that
still
it?
Still revolving around the answer.
Yeah.
It's very, very close.
It's good. Good guess.
Ah.
And feel
call back if call us back if you have another one.
Johnny. Is Johnny the guy that made Judy cry?
Going to the hair salon and getting their hair fixed.
Well, we just had that answer, so give us another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of something else. What else?
Okay.
About hair.
Make them feel young. Young.
Marry an older man.
I made so many women feel so young.
But that's not it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That was a great laugh. Hey there, Cricket.
Well, good morning. How are y'all?
We're
doing good.
Just
hey, I think I got this one.
Okay, tell us.
I'm going to say ponytail.
Ponytail.
You know, really, more women should wear them. That's what I think.
It's a good guess. Still not it, though.
Darn.
Still not all it. Right. Y'all are, you're in the, still in the ballpark. Okay.
Tell Laura I love her. Hello, Laura.
Okay.
That was, who did
first
that one?
Of your last name.
Oh, man.
First time you called?
Tell Laura. Was it one of those those TV kid stars?
Paul Peterson?
It could have been. Could have been.
Yeah. All right, Laura, what you got for us? What you think this is?
Okay, how about blonde hair?
Blonde hair. That's a good guess. Let's see. And I believe you are correct.
It's the exact guess.
Congratulations. All right.
Oh, goodness. Congratulations. Okay. You've got you a $10
you.
Seafood Bistro gift card. Hang on the line. Jay's going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And add it to his harem of sexy women that called this radio station. It is 7:57. We're celebrating a lot of things on the first of the month, not just special occasions in the month of October, and yet one more to be named in 2 minutes.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students. This will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM InvestPAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advance tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Eric Coliseum Clearback Policy in effect.